Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin. We begin about halfway down Samach Zayin Amud Aleph with the words Omer of Chistitz, right? Plop in the middle of the Daf, about 6-7 lines up from the Tosos, Dibra Maschul Zovin Ubo Ale Nidos. So again, we begin with the words of Omer of Chistitz. Yesterday we had discussed that there were different areas, what was in the Midbar known as the Machne Shechina, the Machne Leviyah, and the Machne Yisrael, through which various people with various types of ritual impurities, such as a Metzora, a Zov, or a person who was Tomei Meis, were allowed to enter. And corresponding to that, you had the Azora, you had the Har Habayis, and you had Yerushalayim. Corresponding again to the Machne Shechina, which was the Azora and the Haichol, you had the Machne Leviyah, which was the area with on the Har Habayis, corresponding to the Machne Leviyah, where Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Midbar, and then you had the Machne Yisrael, which corresponds to Yerushalayim. Now, a Metzora had to be sent out of all three of those camps. A Zov was able to be in Yerushalayim, but had to be sent out of two of the camps, the Machne Shechina and the Machne Leviyah. And a person was Tomei Meis, just wasn't allowed to go into the Machne Shechina, the Azora area, but could go up into the Har Habayis. And that's yesterday. We had discussed some of the details of this, and today we continue in that discussion. So, Amar Rav Chista, Metzora Shenichnas Lifnim Mimichitzoso. If a Metzora goes with inside the area that he's not allowed to go, he's not allowed to go into any of the three Machanos, not the Machna Kahuna, Machna Shechina, not the Machna Leviyah, and not the Machna Yisrael, so he can't go anywhere in Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, if he goes inside there, Rav Chista says he's potter from getting Malkus. He shouldn't go in there. It's also for him to go in there, but it's not going to be a chiyuv of Malkus. As Rashi points out, potter mi Malkus de lo yitamu es machaneim. There is a lav lo yitamu es machaneim, for which one would have said he should get Malkus for, but he doesn't. By the way, I forgot to mention that we're learning today Lili Nishmas Joan Sayevitz, Devora Chena Bas Shlomo Tzvi. All the Nishamas we learn for should have an aliyah. Now, why is this so? Why doesn't he get Malkus? So we'll see this is a complicated derivation. So it's based upon a Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Tazria Metzora, Shenamar, it says in Tazria, Bodod Yeshev Michutz L'machaneh Moshevo. The person who is in this condition should be alone. Bodod Yeshev, and he has to be outside the Machaneh, which we'll see is referring to outside all of Yerushalayim, outside of the Machaneh Yisrael. Now, we then have the words, which in our standard Vilna Shas are not in parentheses. It says, Bodud Yeshev, Levadu Yeshev, Michutz L'machaneh Moshavo. But if you look in the newer Vilna Shas, if you look in the Oz V'Hodor, for example, or other newer Shas, so this is put in brackets. This entire repeat of the Pasuk, essentially, with some additional words added, is put in brackets. And this is based upon the Marshal. And the Marshal is based upon the Dikduke Sofrim. And these words really don't make sense. They're either redundant or they're actually incorrect. So therefore, they should be in brackets. And again, in the newer Shas, it's actually put in brackets. In the Art Scroll, in their translation, they put them in brackets as well. But in the standard Vilna Shas, the older standard Vilna Shas, it's not in brackets, in parentheses. But in the newer Shas, it is. So we'll just delete those words, and we'll darshan the pasuk as follows. Bodot yeshev mechutz l'machaneh moshavo, hakosuv nitko la'asei. By telling us that the person has to be Bodod Yeshev, and then it says, Michutz l'machaneh moshavo, but he goes outside the machaneh, so this means it's Alav Hanitak Liaseh, and therefore he doesn't get Malkus for it. Alav Hanitak Liaseh, a person doesn't get Malkus for it. The classical example of this is a person's told, don't steal. But we don't get Malkus for Chmon L'Islan if somebody steals. That's because there is a mitzvah to return. You have to return the gzela. So therefore, it's a lav, and itachli I say it's a lav that can be corrected by doing something. So therefore, there's no malchus. So too over here, Rav Chista tells us that even though he's not allowed to be in the Machane Yisrael, the Metzora has to leave the Machane Yisrael. Nevertheless, since it tells us, Michutz l'machaneh moshavo, he should go outside the Machane. So if he goes in the Machane, he has a way to correct it by leaving. And therefore, it's a lav nitakli asay, hakos of nitkol asay, and therefore, he's not chayv malchus. Again, he's doing something wrong if he goes in, he's just not chayv malchus. It's, so to say, a technicality. He did a lav. He was over the lo sasay of the lo yitamu es machaneim, but for a technicality, because it's a lav nitakli asay, he doesn't get malchus. That's what Rav Chista says, and the more questions is. Eisvei. Mora says, there's a brisa that seems to go against Rav Chista. Rav Chista is an Amora, he's going to have to address a brisa that seems to say the opposite. So the brisa says, Mitzora shenichnas lefnim mimichitzoso. If a Mitzora does go, in fact, inside the Machane Yisrael, or certainly into the Machane Levi, or the Machane Kuhuna, the Machane Shechina, he's going to get Malkus, be our boy. He gets Malkus. So, boom, here is the brisa arguing with Rav Chista. We could stop over here, but we could finish reading the rest of the Braisa. It also tells us that Zovin v'Zovos, Shenichlisu l'fnim v'michatzasan, if a Zov or a Zova, if they go inside their areas where they're not allowed to go, they're allowed to go into Machne Yisrael, they can go into Yerushalayim, but they can't go onto the Harabais, they can't go into the Machne Leviyah. And therefore, if they go into their areas where they're not allowed to go, into the Lefnim Mimichitzasan, they also get Malkus, Biarbar. Now, that wasn't a problem. We didn't say that they didn't get Malkus, so this isn't the Stira on Ruchista. Ruchista, the Stira is really on the Mitzorah that doesn't get Malkus, because it says there by the Mitzorah, it's a Labani Takliaseh according to Ruchista. And likewise, a Tommy Meis, the Brisa says, Mutu Likonis Lamachne Leviyah. He is allowed to go into the Machne Yisrael. Certainly, he's even allowed to go into the Machne Leviyah. And he's only not allowed to go into the Machne Kehuna, the Machne Neshchina, into the Azor itself. And the Braisa adds, not only the Lo Tamei Meis Bovad Amru, not only about a Tamei Meis did we say that they're allowed to go into the Machne Leviyah, Alafil Meis Atzmo, technically a Meis itself, there's no restriction on a Meis being in the Machne Leviyah, and certainly not in the Machne Yisrael. And this is based upon the fact that we see Shinema Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu was the Machne Leviyah. And it says, Vayikach Moshe, Sasmos Yosef Imo. This is in this week's parashah in Bishalach. It says Moshe Rabbeinu took the Atzmos of Yosef with him, himself, in his Machne Leviyah. When they left Mitzrayim, he took the Atzmos Yosef, as well as all the other Shvatim. He took the Atzmos Yosef Imo. And Imo, we darshan, Imo means Bimichitzaso, within the Machne Leviyah. So we see that it's technically not even a problem, not only with the Tomei Meis, but even the Meis itself being in the Machne Leviyah. That's the Braisa. Again, the Kash is on Rav Chisda. It says, according to Rav Chisda, that it's a Labini Takli Asay for a Mitzorah to be inside the Machne Yisrael, certainly the Machne Leviyah or Kahuna, and he's not Chayiv Malkus, because it's a Labini Takli Asay, and the Braisa says, Beferish, he gets Malkus for it. So how do you reconcile this? Gemara says, Tanoi, it's a Machlokus Tanoim. Rav Chisda also has a Tana that agrees with him, that goes against the Tana, this Braisa. What is that, the Tanya? Because we have another Braisa. The pasuk that we brought down earlier in the shiur that says, Bado Yeshev, that the Mitzorah has to sit by himself. So, Levado Yeshev. Here, that part that we had in the parentheses before, here's where it's actually the right place for it, and the editor somehow pushed it up over there as well. So, Bado Yeshev means Levado Yeshev. He has to be by himself. In other words, only he is restricted from going into the Machne Yisrael, but the Zovim, the Zavos, the Yoledes, etc., the Nida, as well as the Tomei Meis, or the Meis, they're not restricted. Only the Mitzorah has to go out of all the three Machanos, the others do not have to. So I might have thought, okay, so then the din should be for the Tomei Meis, the same as the Zov, that they both go only out from the Machne Kehuna, the Machne Shechina, only from the Azara, but both of them are allowed to go into the Machne Leviyah. Talmud Lomar, so the Braisa continues and says that's not true, because it says, Lo Yitamu es Machanehem, their respective Machanos, they're allowed out to go and be Metame, which means that there's a separate Machane for the Zovim, different than the Tomei Meisim, and therefore, Litein Machane Lezeh, Machane Lezeh, therefore, the Tomei Meis is not allowed to go into one camp, the Machne Kehuna, the Machne Shechina, the Azora Heichal area, but is allowed to go into the Machne Leviyah, and the Zovim, the Zovos, the Nidos, and the Yolodos, they're not allowed to go not only into the Machne Shechina, the Machne Kehuna, but also not allowed to go into the Machne Leviyah. And the Mitzorim aren't even allowed to go into the Machne Yisrael. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And he needs the words over here, Bado Yeshev, to teach us this idea, Levado Yeshev. This is how he learns out the three Machanos. So he doesn't learn it out that it's a Lavini Takli Asay. And this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda will be the Braisa that we just brought down that Rav Chisda had to respond to. So this is the other opinion of Rav Chisda. Rav Yehuda is the Braisa that argues with Rav Chisda. And now comes the Tanoic opinion that agrees with Rav Chisda. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Tzarech, I don't need that word to teach me Levado Yeshev. Hari Omer, I already know. It says, Vishalchum in HaMachaneh, the pasuk we had from yesterday, that you'll send that from the Machaneh, Kol Tzorua, the word Kol will have to explain why it's there, V'chol Zov, we'll have to explain why the word Kol is there, V'chol Tamei L'Nefesh, and as well, we'll have to explain why the word V'chol is there. But it says, basically, sending out the Mitzorah, the Zov, with the Zov, we also include the Zovos, so we just call it Zov, V'chol Tamei L'Nefesh, as well as the Tamei Meis. So, why do we need to say all three according to Rabbi Shimon? Once you tell me that the Tomei Meis has to go out, Tomei Lenefesh has to go out, of course the others have to go out because they're stricter. Yomar Tomei Meis, just tell me the Tomei Meis got to go out, and don't tell me Vayomar Tomei Zov, and you don't have to tell me about the Zov, and I'll tell you on my own. Vani Yomar Tomei Meis Mishtalchim Zov in Lokol Shekein. If the Tomei Meis, which is not as strict as the Zov, we'll spend a little bit of time later on explaining why one is going to assume that a Zav is stricter than a Tomei Meis, because in some ways a Tomei Meis is stricter than a Zav. And likewise, we'll have why is a Metzora stricter than them, and in some ways they're stricter than a Metzora. But right now we're working within Rabbi Shimon's Shita that certainly a Zav is stricter than a Tomei Meis. So if a Tomei Meis has to go out, certainly a Zav has to go out. Zav will call Shukain. So then, Loma Nemar Zav, why does that even tell me it's Zav? It must be Litin Lo Machane Shnia, to tell me if it X says the X word calls Zav, it must be coming to tell me in addition to the Machane Kuhuna Shchina that the Tomei Meis can't go to, the Zav has an additional Machane, the Machane Leviya, that he can't go into. Litin Lo Machane Shnia. No, so then just tell me Zav. And certainly, the Omer Zav, the Ayomer Mitzorah. And then I wouldn't need to know Mitzorah because Mitzorah is restricted in Zav. And I would say, Omer, any Omer, Zavi Mishtachin, if the Zav can't go into the Machin Leviyah, Mitzorah and Lakosha can, of course the Mitzorah can't because the Mitzorah is stricter. So why do you have to mention Mitzorah? Therefore, Loman Emar Mitzorah comes to tell me to add even one more Machin, Litanul Machin Shlishis. It comes to tell me the extra Machin. So the Mitzorah can't go not only into the Machin Kuhuna, like the Tomei Meis, and not into the Machne Kuhuna and Leviyah, like the Zav, but he can't even go into the Machne Yisrael, different than the other two. Therefore, you don't need the words Badud Yevshev to tell me that he requires an additional Machne. I know that from the extra words, Yishalchu. So therefore, Kishomer Badud Yevshev, HaKosav Nitko Liyaseh. Oh, Rabbi Shimon is the opinion that Rabbi Chisda was saying that that teaches me to laugh and itak liyaseh, and you don't get Malkus for it. So therefore, this machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is the machlokus between the Braisa and Rav Chisda. Now, Rav Chisda is only an Amora, but he has Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon and Rav Chisda are saying one opinion, and the other Braisa that we brought down that argued with Rav Chisda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So this is a machlokus Tanoyim. Now, we said that a Metzora is more stricter than a Zav in some ways, and a Zav is stricter than a Tomei Meis. Now we're going to discuss that. Why is that so? So the Gemara starts off, it says, "My chumer de Zav b'Tomei Meis." We started off, according to Rabbi Shimon, to say that a Tomei Meis, if it said Tomei Meis, we wouldn't even have to mention a Zav, because a Zav will certainly not be allowed to go if a Tomei Meis can't go. So that's because a Zav is stricter. So the Gemara says, "My chumer de Zav b'Tomei Meis." Why are we saying that a Zav is stricter than a Tomei Meis? If you're going to tell me, "Shekein tuma yodso olav migufo," that a Zav is intrinsically Tomei, the Tumah, so to say, is a discharge from him, he's intrinsically Tomei, it's Yotzei Migufo, so then I would argue the other way. Either Abba, no, you can argue Tomei Meis is more Chomer. Tomei Meis is more Chomer, Shekein Ton Hazor, Shlishi Vishvi. The Tomei Meis requires to have the Paraduma spritzing the Zrika of the Paraduma, the Zav, the Paraduma, on Shlishi and Shvi, whereas the Zav does not. So one could argue that the Tomei Meis is stricter than the Zav. So you don't have such a good Kal V'Chomer. Someone says, no, look at the words. It says, Omar Kwa, Tomei. It says, Yishalchu min ha-machaneh, Tomei. But it doesn't say Tomei. It says, V'chol Tomei. What does the X word, V'chol, in the words, V'chol Tomei, come to be? Marbeh, Lirabos, Tomei Sheretz. Somebody who comes into contact with Sheretz. Now, Sheretz is only a Herev Shemesh type of Tumah. It's only that day that you're Tomei, and when nightfall comes, you go to the mikvah, and you're Tahar. So therefore, it's l'rabos tomei sheretz. The extra word v'chol tomei doesn't come to include only tomei meis. That's coming to be marba even to mas sheretz. If somebody was tomei from a sheretz, now here certainly you don't have shlishi u'shvi. It's just nightfall, and therefore certainly v'zav is more chomer mi tomei sheretz. And since v'zav is more chomer than tomei sheretz, that's why if you tell me that v'chol tomei lo nefesh, and that includes not only tumas meis but also tumas sheretz, so certainly you wouldn't have to tell me zav. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. When you tell me zav, it comes to be marba a second machane. So now the Gemara says, okay, so you're telling me that a Zav is stricter than Tomei Sheretz. Why is that? Well, my Chumre, why is a Zav stricter than Tomei Sheretz? So the Gemara says, Kidamran, like we just said, because a Zav is a type of tumor, Shekein tumor, Yotza, Olav Migufo, comes out of the body. That's stricter than an external type of tumor from the Sheretz onto the person. One says, no, Adarabba. You could argue that Tomei Sheretz is more Chumre. Why is that? You could argue Sheretz is more Chumre, Shekein Tomei Ba'ones. If a sheretz touches you unintentionally, you didn't want the sheretz to touch you. It touched you. Nevertheless, you're going to become tame. As opposed to, we know by tumas zav, the zav has to have two or three discharges in order to be tame, tumas zav. But those discharges can come about, at least the second and the third discharge can come about if you did something, if you have either an illness or you did some sort of an activity that caused the ziva discharge to come out. So it can only come out by accident. If it just happens to come out, then you have tumas zav. But sheretz, whether you wanted it or not, is going to be tummy. So one can make the argument that tumas sheretz is stricter than tumas zav. So one says, no, that's not a good argument. Amrei, the Gemara says, that's not a good argument because And we turn to the Amud Beis, Ki Ay Gavna Zov Nami Tamuye Metame Bionas, because, as I pointed out, I didn't clarify it, but I said the Zov second and third discharge, that's going to be Metame only if it's not an Ones. But the first discharge of a Zov, even if the person intentionally did something to have the Zov discharge, so therefore, in that situation, even though he caused the Zov discharge to happen, so therefore he didn't want it to happen, but it's an Ones situation, so it came about because of some activity that he did, so nevertheless, he's going to become Tame from it, at least as a first discharge of a Zov. And this is like Rav Huna. Okay, the Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? I'm a Rav Huna. Re'ia Rishona Shel Zav. The first Ria that a Zav gets of the two or three Rias. If the two Rias is a Zav, if the three Rias is a Zav, Gadol has to bring a carbon. Metama ba'ones. So that one can be Metame ba'ones. So therefore, Tumah Sheretz is ones, but also the first Ria of Zav is ones. So therefore, you can't tell me that Tumah Sheretz is more stricter than Zav because of the ones aspect. And therefore, one can argue that the Tumah's Zav is stricter than Tumah Sheretz because it's Yosemi Gufo, and therefore the argument to Rabbi Shimon that Zav is stricter than Chol Tomei, which includes not only Tomei Meis, but also includes Tumah Sheretz, is a valid, good Kal Vachomer, and therefore the Pasuk didn't have to say it. When the Pasuk says extra words, Vachol Zav, it must be coming to teach me Machne Shniyot, a second Machne. Great. We solved that problem. Now we go, and we said that Rabbi Shimon said that the Metzora is even stricter than the Zav, and therefore, if you tell me the Zav has to leave too, then I would know the Metzora has to leave too, so that when it tells me the whole Metzora, the whole Tzorua, it comes to be Marba, a third Machaneh. So the Gemara asks, my Chumra, the Metzora Mizav, what exactly is the Chumra that a Metzora has over Zav? What is that Chumra? So the Gemara says, Shekein Ton Priya, a Zav requires to do Priya. Rashi tells us that Priya is Priyas Harosh, Gidul Seyar. The Mitzvah is not allowed to take a haircut. He has to leave his hair long. He has to have gidul seyar. He has to have hair growing. He likewise needs ufrima. He has to go and tear his garments. Rashi says begadim. He does prima on his begadim. And as well, v'yasu b'tashmi shamita. Based upon the pasuk, Rashi says, v'yeshev michutz la'ahalo. It says he has to be outside his house. Vein ahalo el ishto. A man's wife is referred to as his house. So therefore, the psukim tell us that these are additional chumras, priya, Frima, and also B'tashu Shemitah, that we find by a Metzora that we don't find by a Zav. A Zav is permitted in all of these activities. So therefore, that's why the Metzora is stricter than the Zav, and therefore I would know, according to Rabbi Shimon, if the Zav has to leave the second Machaneh, certainly the Metzora does, and when it tells me the Metzora has to leave, it's coming to add a third Machaneh to the Metzora. Where it says, no, I the Rabbah. One could argue that the Zav is stricter than a Metzora. Why is that? Because Zav has certain chumras that the Metzora doesn't have. What is that? Zav is more chumr, shekei mitame mishkavu moshav, umitame kli cheres behest. So we have to go and stop here and explain exactly what the Tumah of a Zav does. So the Tumah of a Zav, in some ways, is unique compared to other Tumos, because it's this intrinsic Tumah that's in the guf of the person, and it can make something into an avatum itself. This is what's known as tumas medris, also known as mishkav umoshav. If a zav, or a zava, or a nida goes and sits on something, so that chair that they sit on is an avatum. It becomes an avatum. It doesn't become a rishon. It becomes an avatum itself, which is called tumas medris, or tumas mishkav umoshav. That's a unique din by zav. And in addition, we also have something that it's matame klicheres behest. Normally, a klicheres is only metame besocho, but if it's on top of a zav, if it's being supported by a zav, or other things that it's moved by a zav, so then that could be metame even a klicheres, not besocho, from the outside. And therefore, zav has these chomers which aren't present by metzora. So therefore, how can you tell me that metzora is more chomer than a zav? You see that a zav is more chomer than metzora. That shlugs up Rabbi Shimon's kal vachomer. So the Gemara is going to give us the same teretz that we gave before. You're right. If we just had the word Zav, we'd have a problem. Just like we had the word Tomei alone, we'd have a problem. But we said that the whole Tomei was to be marred by something that's lighter than Tumas Meis, the Tumas Sheretz. So too, if it just said Zav, you're right. You couldn't say that Metzora is more chomer than Zav, because Zav could be more chomer than Metzora for the reasons that we just said. And that's why Omar Kroh Zav, the Pasuk doesn't say Zav, Ella, the Pasuk says V'chol Zav. And therefore, V'chol Zav is coming to be marbe, not only the Zav, which has the ability to have Tumas Mishkav Moshav and Tumas Hest, however, it also comes to be marbe with the extra word V'chol Zav, Lerabos Bal Keri. And now Bal Keri, a person who just has one discharge, doesn't make him into a Zav, it just makes him into a Tumas Balkari, is a much lighter Tumah, and that certainly is lighter than a Metzora. Umetzora chomer mi balkeri, and therefore this the cholzov is marred by even the balkeri. So if it tells me the cholzov in the pasuk, then Rabbi Shimon's kavah chomer, it wouldn't have to tell me mitzora is certainly correct. Of course, if a zov, which includes the cholzov, which includes a balkeri, is not allowed to go into two machanos, so too certainly a mitzora can't. When it says then the cholzorua, it tells me the mitzora, it comes to be marred by the third machaneh. No, the Gemara says, what's the chumrah? Umay chumrah of Mitzorah over a Balkari? Kedamorin, like we said, that there's Priya and there's Prima and there's an Isser of Tasha Shemitah. Gemara says, no, one could still say that a Balkari is stricter. Adiraba, Balkari is chumrah. We could argue still that a Balkari's tumah is more stricter than a Mitzorah's tumah. Why? Shekei mitami bimashu. Because we could say that a Balkari, a minimal amount, even a mashu of a balkeri, is going to be mitame. Rashi says, ke'en chardo, like even a little mustard seed, or b'pachas mikan, even less than that in Maseches Nida, whereas a metzora, the shear is a gris. So therefore, one could argue that a metzora is less strict than a balkeri, because a balkeri is mitame with a mashu, and a metzora is only mitame with a gris. If you have a lesion the size of a gris, small size, but it's still a certain size, so then is only then is your tzaras taking effect. But less than that, it doesn't. Whereas a balkeri, even a mashu, so one could make the argument that balkeri is stricter than mitzora. Gemara says, no. Sovalokari nosam. Rabbi Shimon, who says that a mitzora is stricter than a balkeri, then zov, the whole zov, he holds like Rabbi Nosson. What is that? There's another brisa, the Tanya. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Nosson says the name Rabbi Shmuel, that a zov, tzorich, kachasimas piyo amo, that the shear for a zov, in order to be significant, is also this chasimas piyo amo, which was the same shear that we said, really, for a balkeri. V'lohodu l'chachamim, albeit, the chachamim didn't agree with him. So you're right, Rabbi Shimon can't hold like the chachamim, because they would say that the shear of a balkeri is smaller than the shear of a mitzora. But Rabbi Nosson says that the shear of zov or of balkeri is kachasimas piyo ama. That's already a significant size. And therefore, that would not be stricter than a mitzora, the shear of a gris. Now, the Chachamim don't agree with that. But, v'yizkashle balkeri lizov. According to Rabbi Nosson, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, the same din applies to a balkeri as it does to a zov, v'yizkishle balkeri lizov, and therefore, according to Rabbi Nosson, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that is who Rabbi Shimon holds like. And according to that, the mitzora is stricter than the balkeri, the chol zov, and that's why it wouldn't have been necessary to say kol tzorua, and when it says kol tzorua, it's to be marred by the third machaneh. So now the Gemara asks the last question. What about the words kol tzorua? The pasuk said, v'shalchman ha-machaneh kol tzorua. So there, kol tzorua, this extra word, kol, with tzorua, lomali. Why is that written there? There's no drasha like we had for kol zov, and like we had for kol tomei nefesh. So what did the extra word kol by tzorua come to teach us? So Gemara says that's just parallelism. I did the ksiv kol zov, ksiv nami kol tzorua. Since it says kol zov, so it said kol tomei lenefesh, so therefore it says kol tzorua as well, for parallelism. But you're right, there is no drasha that we actually go and make from this part of the pasuk. So this explains Rabbi Shimon Shita, and now the only question is, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda, who used the words Bodov Yeshev, to teach us that that's how we know that a Mitzorah has to be outside all three Machnos, and he didn't learn out the Kavachom as Rabbi Shimon. So why not? Rabbi Yehuda, Shapikom Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said the extra words of Kol Zov and Kol Tzorua could teach us the extra Machaneh compared to the one Machaneh for the Tomei Meis, the two Machanehs for the Zov, and that's why you need three Machanehs for the Mitzorah. That was a very beautiful drasha that Rabbi Shimon gave us in the Shia today. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda like that drasha? Rabbi Yehuda knew Shapikom Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda would say, how mi boy lilichet etanya? He needed it for the following drasha. What is that drasha? From the following brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it says in this brisa that Rabbi Eliezer holds, yochol dochaku zovim umitzoroyin v'nichtesu liazorah bepesach ababitumah. When you're allowed to go bring a Korban Pesach, because the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tomei Meis, so then you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach with Tumas Meis. So once all the Tomei Meisim are going in there, so the Zovin, who are Tomei, but a different type of Tumah, and the Mitzorayim, who are Tomei, a different type of Tumah, they want to go inside as well. So if they go inside, you might think that they should be Chayiv Kares for going inside. Tomei person that enters in the Beis HaMikdash is Chayiv Kares. It's a very, very, very serious prohibition. So you might have thought that just because we're letting the Tomei Mason, that shouldn't get them off the hook. They should still be Chayiv Kares if the Zovin and the Mitzorayim push their way in. So Rabbi Elazar comes to teach us, no, in this situation, Talmud Lomar, that's what I need this pasuk for. V'shalchu min ha-machaneh, kol tzeruah v'chozo v'chol tomei l'nefesh. This pasuk teaches us that only when the tomei nefesh is not allowed to go inside, that's when the tzeruah and the zav would be chayiv karis if they went inside also. But only under those circumstances, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Bishar shetmei meisim mishtalchin, zabim mitzaroi mishtalchin. When a Tommy Mace is not allowed to go inside because only an individual's in Chayis or a Tommy Mace, so then a Tommy Mace would be Chayiv Karius if he goes inside the Beis HaMikdash. In that situation, so too the zabim and the mitzaroim are all going to be Chayiv Karis if they go inside because of the hekish in the pasuk. Bishalchim in a machaneh called Sarua v'chozo v'chol tomei l'nefesh. They're all lumped in together. But, therefore, when Ein Tmei Mase Mishtalchin, if there is a situation when the Tomei Mase is allowed to go inside, i.e., when, in fact, the majority of Klai Yisrael is Tomei, and the Tumas Mase doesn't apply for the Korban Pesach, so then Ein Zavin Mitzaroi Mishtalchin, even though the Zavin and Mitzaroi are not allowed to go inside, so they're not going to be Chayiv Koris in this situation. Rabbi Yehuda needs Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. That's why he uses the pasuk Vishalchu min ha-machaneh to teach us this drasha and isn't free to use the drasha of Rabbi Shimon. Now, we go back and discuss what we brought down in Rabbi Shimon's shita. Omar, we said Zav, the fact that it said Zav alone, if it had only said Zav alone, you're right, I couldn't say that the Mitzora is necessarily more chomer than a Zav, because the Zav had aspects to it. We said the Mishka of Moshe, the Tumas Medrash, and the Tumas Hest that the Mitzora didn't have, albeit the Mitzora had the Priya and the Prima, and also B'tashmi Shamita, but we couldn't say one is necessarily more chomer than the other. Then we said V'chol Zav, that was Marbe, L'Rabos, Balkeri, that was the drasha that Rabbi Shimon gave. Now, the Gemara says, Messiah Lila Rav Yochanan. This drasha of Rabbi Shimon is in accord with what Rav Yochanan said. Again, Rav Yochanan was much later than Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's a Tanner. Rav Yochanan is the first generation Amorayim. But nevertheless, this goes in accord with what Rabbi Yochanan was noted to say. The Rabbi Yochanan, said, Mechilos lo niskachu, that there were tunnels, these mechilos that were underneath the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have the status of being the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Ubal Keri, Mishtaleya chutz l'shtei machanos, and Ubal Keri, who's going out of the two machanos, like the Zav, he's not allowed to be in the machane kahuna, and the machane leviyah would be allowed to be in these mechilos, so he could go out. If he became a balkeri in the Beis HaMikdash, he could go out, because this didn't have the kedusha of the shtei machanos. So you see clearly the Rav Yochanan holds, like Rabbi Shimon, that the balkeri has the same problems of going into the shtei machanos like the Zav, and we learn that out from the Chol Zav. So this beautiful drasha of Rav Yochanan, however, is seeming to go against the Mishnah in Zavin. What is that Mishnah in Zavin? It says in the Mishnah in Zavin, Balkeri kimaga sheretz. It tells us that the Balkeri has the same din as a maga sheretz, as somebody who touches a sheretz. Now, in what din is that? So where Gemara says, my love, isn't that talking about lemachanosam, to teach us that they're both not allowed to be in a certain machaneh, and just like the maga sheretz is only not allowed to be in the machaneh kahuna, in the machaneh shechina, on the azara, and in the heichal, so too, the Balkeri is only not allowed to be in that machaneh, but is allowed to go into the machaneh leviyah. Now, Rabbi Shimon and the drasha that Rabbi Yochanan just said is that they aren't allowed to be not only in the machaneh kahuna, but also not allowed to be in the machaneh leviyah, shtei machanos. So the Mishnah in Zavin seems to contradict Rabbi Shimon. Not a problem, he's a Tana, but it contradicts Rabbi Yochanan. How can Rabbi Yochanan seem to contradict that Mishnah? So Gemara says, no. When the Mishnah in Zavim said, Balkeri is Kamaga Sheretz, it didn't mean for the Machaneh. It meant lo l'tumasam. It meant in regards to the Tumah. That just like a Sheretz is only Metame one day, so to a Balkeri is only Metame one day. It's for the duration of the Tumah. They're similar in that regard. Gemara says, really? L'tumasam? Is that what the Mishnah is telling us? These are Beferish Pesukim. And Mishnahs don't tell us what's in Beferish Pesukim. We don't have a Mishnah that says you're not allowed to go murder. Right? Because it's a Beferish Pasuk. So therefore, Mishnahs don't tell us Beferish Pesukim. So you're telling me, L'tumasam, Hay Tumas Eruk Sivbe, V'Hay Tumas Eruk Sivbe. Each of them has a Pasuk in Shmini or in Tazria, which specifically, respectively, tell us, Kol Anogea Be'em B'mosim Yitmo'ad Erev. That's in regards to the Shrotzim. It says if you touch a Sheretz, you're going to be Tumas Erev. And likewise, in regards to about Kari, it tells Vish Kisesi Menoshik Vazero Chatzma Ma'im Eskobusaro V'Tomei Ado Arev. So therefore, we have these two psukim V'Tomei Ado Arev. So why would a Mishnah tell me that? Elo, you're right. It must be Elo Lav Machanosam. It's comparing the Tumas Sheretz to the Balkari in terms of only one Machaneh. Back to Akasha and Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel says, no, we were right the first time. Lo Liolun Tumasam. It's telling us that in fact it's in regards to the Tumah, that they each have only that day. But Vakamashwa in the Chiddush is the Balkeri Kemaga Sheretz in the following regard. Ma Maga Sheretz Metame Ba'ones, Af Balkeri Metame Ba'ones. The Chiddush is that it's a din of Tumah, but just like the sheretz, if it touches you, whether you wanted it to touch you or not, if you didn't intend to touch it, you put your hand down and you didn't realize it was a sheretz and you touched it, your tamei, so too, a balkeri, even if you didn't want to become a balkeri, it was to an onus, to one of the things that a person can have done to him or do to himself that accidentally causes him to discharge zera. So then in that situation, whether it was intentional or whether it was onus, that's what the Mishnah in Zavim is telling us. It compared the sheretz to the balkeri in regards to this din of tumah, that both of them can be metame ba'ones. Mora says, wait a second, meisvei, look, keep on reading in that Mishnah in Zavim. We turn to Samach Chesamad Aleph. It says over there, bo'el nida kitmei meis, that a bo'el nida is like a tummy meis. Now, in what regard does it tell me that a bo'el nida is like a tummy meis? In what regard, lamai? Elaim or the tumah. So if you're going to tell me in regards to the tumah that each of them is tamei for 7 days, that the nida, a bo'el nida is tamei for 7 days, and a tamei meis is tamei for 7 days. So again, the pesukim tell me that. Hai tumah shiva ksiv bei, v'hai tumah shiva ksiv bei. We have pesukim that tell us each one there is a 7 day period of tumah. Kol abal o'ovel chol shabal well tamei shivas yamim. So it says specifically you're tamei 7 days. Therefore, we have a problem. Why would I need a mishnah to tell me this din? Bahai tumah shiva ksiv bei in both of them, so elalad lemachanosim. So therefore, it must be coming to teach me which camps they can go into. So mustn't this Mishnah and Zavim be telling me that a bo'el nida is like a tamei meis, and that they're not allowed to be in one camp, and it's only from the machne shchina, the machne kohuna, that they're not allowed to go into, and therefore, imi the sefer lemachanosim heavy. If this din a bo'el nida is like a tamei meis, is teaching me about which camps they could go into. So mistama the reisha of the Mishnah and Ziva, which tells me that the sheretz is like the keri, the balkeri, reisha nami lemachanosam. So therefore, kasha and Rav Yochanan, kasha and Rabbi Shimon. So what says, who says? Mi de yirya, hocha de isa, v'hocha de isa. Who says? Both of them are separate. The sefer of the Mishnah is teaching me the machane that they're allowed to go into. And the reisha is telling me that they both have a certain din of tumah ba'ones. Lav dafka, the two have to be the same. Hocha de Isa, v'hocha de Isa. Now we could stop over here, but it's relatively early in the shiur still, and let's get to the two dots because it's all one sugya. It'll make it easier to finish off the sugya today. So before we compared, when we said v'chol zav, we said that the dinim of a balkeri are similar to the dinim of a regular zav. More challenges now. Meisvei, it says the following brisa: mitzora chomer mizav. It says that a mitzora is more chomer than a zav, but the zav is more chomer mitame meis. That was the progression that Rabbi Shimon had said. And it says further, Yotzo Balkeri. Now here's where the problem is. If we just had Matzor is more chomer than Zav, and Zav is more chomer than Tamei Meis, so then that's exactly what Rabbi Shimon said. But then it says further in the Braisa, there's one exception to this rule. Yotzo Balkeri, should Tamei Meis chomer mimenu. In regards to a Balkeri, the Tamei Meis is more chomer than it. Now, in what do we mean? Yotzo Balkeri, my Yotzo. So doesn't it mean lav yotza miklal zav? Doesn't it mean that a balkeri is not in the category of a zav in terms of which machanes he's not allowed to go into? Ubal uklal tamei meis, and he enters into the tamei meis category, and therefore the balkeri is only excluded from going into the machne shechina, the machne kohuna, only from the azar and the heichal, and not from the other encampments, because the ha tamei meis chomer mimenu, because the tamei meis is more chomer than a balkeri, and therefore umut b'machne levia. If the tamei meis, which is more chomer, is allowed in the machne levia, so certainly the balkeri should be allowed in the machne levia. There's a kasha on Rabbi Shimon, his progression, that he used the word v'cholzov to teach us that it includes even a balkeri, but this brisa seems to say no. Shmuel says, lo, you're understanding this wrong. The second part of the brisa, where it said yotza balkeri, it goes on the following. It means that the balkeri yotza mi machane tmei meis. It means he doesn't get included in the machane of a tmei meis, but he's included the nichnas l'machane zov, but he's included in the machane of a zov. That's what it means, yotza balkeri. You might have said that a balkeri is less strict than a tmei meis, so therefore she had the same dinim as a tmei meis. No, yotza balkeri mi tmei meis. That's the chiddush over here. Even though a tmei meis is stricter than a balkeri, nevertheless, now the gifts that we have is de mutter, but on the side it says u mutter the machna levia. So even though a tamei meis is mutter in machna levia, lemai de domile medaminale. Nevertheless, since a balkeri is analogous in many ways to a zav, so it's lumped into together to the category of zav, and therefore just like a zav is not allowed into the machna levia as well as the machna kuhuna, so too the balkeri is not allowed into the machna levia. Now we conclude the sugya with the following braisa. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Yitzchak Bar Dimi. There was an Amora who was learning a braisa in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Dimi, and this was the braisa. The braisa said, quoting a pasuk, V'yotzo el michutz l'machaneh, and then the pasuk continues, Lo yavo el tocha machaneh. So we have this double language in the pasuk, V'yotzo michutz l'machaneh, and Lo yavo el tocha machaneh. So what exactly is going on over here? So this Amora who learned this braisa in front of Yitzchak Bar Dimi said, when it says V'yotzo el michutz l'machaneh, that's a reference to he goes out from the machaneh shechina. And then it tells us that this Baal Keri also, Lo Yavo El Tocha Machaneh, Zu Machaneh Leviyah, it goes out from the Machaneh Leviyah as well. And therefore, Mikan Le Baal Keri, Shiyetz Chutz Shtei Machanos. So this Amora, who learned this Braisa, says this is exactly in accord with what Rabbi Shimon said. But Rabbi Yitzchak Vadimi didn't like this. He said, I don't understand. There were two versions over here of what Rabbi Yitzchak Vadimi said to him, why he didn't like this. So the first version is, Akate Lo Ailte Afikte. When you look at this pasuk, it says v'yotza michutz l'machaneh, he goes out from the machaneh, which means he goes out from the machaneh kahuna. But where does he go? When you leave the machaneh kahuna, the machaneh shechina, you go into the machaneh leviyah, and it says lo yavo tocha machaneh, but he can't go there. So that doesn't make any sense. You're telling him that he has to leave the machaneh kahuna, and then you tell him, and by the way, don't go into the machaneh leviyah. How's that possible? You have to jump out of the machaneh kahuna to the machaneh yisrael. You can't do that. So that's why Yitzchak Vadimi says the psukim don't make sense that way. Alternatively, lishtachrina, just flip around the words, but it's the same problem. He says, akati lo afikte, you haven't yet gone out of the machaneh leviyah, and you're telling him, ailte, get out of there. In other words, the same thing happens. You're telling him he has to leave the machaneh kahuna and leave the machaneh leviyah, but if he leaves the machaneh kahuna, he can't go straight to the machaneh yisrael. So Yitzchak Vadimi says, I don't like the way you're dashing this braisa. But I don't disagree with you. Yitzchak Vadimi says, Ela'ema, this is the way you have to learn it. When it tells us v'yotze al michutz l'machaneh means michutz l'machaneh, this is a reference to machaneh leviyah. It tells him if you're a Baal Keri, don't go into the machaneh kuna or the machaneh leviyah. And then when it says lo yavo al tocha machaneh, when that the second part of the pasuk, it means don't go into the machaneh leviyah, but likewise don't think that you're going to the machaneh shechina. So therefore, that's what the drasha is. I agree with you with the end result, but don't learn it the way you learned it. He told the Samora, but learn it this way. Nadigmar says, Maskel Ravina. Ravina says, wait a second. Ema, idividi lamachne shchina. Maybe both of the words in the pasuk, Yotze Michutz Machaneh, and Lo Yavol Tocha Menecha, are both talking about the machne shchina. And it's teaching us, not only are you over an asay, but you're also over a los asay. The lavar law of basay, and a los asay. Maybe that's why it says over here, Machaneh, Machaneh, twice. So the Gemara says, no, if that were the case, in Cain, Le Makra, it should have just said, the Yotze Michutz Machaneh. And then it should have said there, it should have also just said over there, Lo Yavo Al Toch. It said the word Machaneh. So it should have just said, Yotze Michutz L'Machaneh, Lo Yavo Al Toch. Leave it and don't come back in, if that's all it wanted to tell us. Why does it repeat the word Machaneh? Ravina says, it repeats the word Machaneh. Machaneh Lo Mali, Shema Mino Alitin Lo Machaneh Acheres. That's the Chiddush over here, to have the double Machaneh, that the Baal Keri, who's like a Zav, has to leave not only the Machaneh Shechina, but also has to leave the Machaneh Leviyah, and Rabbi Yehuda's progression is correct. There is this Chumrah from Chol Zov, and everything works out exactly the way we said it. With this, we now can conclude today's shiur.